with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed, 15 after 7, if you just hopped into the conversation now. I'm chatting to Manda Aludzwili. He's with the Green Scorpions. The Dipaliseng local municipality in Gertsebande has been fined with 160 million by the Balfour Magistrate Court for the contravention of the National Environmental Act. And the municipality failed to comply with the directives, but also somewhat the unlawful disposal of water during the period between December of 2018 and August of 2023. Manda joins us now in conversation just to help us make sense of this fine that has since been ordered to the municipality. That's the Dipaliseng local municipality in the Gertsebande region of our province. Seemingly there is a somewhat of a audio there that is not necessary, that we shouldn't be hearing. Let me bring Manda now. Manda, good evening, my brother. I trust you well.
Good evening. I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
No, easy, man. Apologies there. There was a necessary sound that was coming from our end, and I must apologize in upfront. But maybe let's touch the immediate reaction of the Green Scorpions into these fines. I mean, what do you make of it? But also, talk us through the significant pollution act that was committed by the municipality.
Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners. Yeah, man, it's one of those cases where you can't really celebrate the conviction,
sure.
Because it's just the beginning of the process, really. Because this is where the work starts in terms of the implementation of the court order, and obviously the monitoring thereof. The main, obviously, legislations there. We're talking to the National Environmental Management Act, and also the National Water Act, with obviously the main issue being the pollution of the water courses in that region and in that space of the Balfour town, and obviously your Grootvlei and your Grellingstad. You're looking at the pollution of the Sekerbos Rand, which is obviously a tributary of the Vaal River, and the disposal emanating from the wastewater treatment works and the plants that are dysfunctional.
Yeah. Take us through, as the case, you know, so what I also want to find out, I mean, I've been following, obviously, the statements that came out from the NPA, and as well as, you know, largely from, obviously, the municipality itself to a large extent, agreeing that they will somewhat, you know, adhere to the court order. But talk us through, I mean, I've noted something there. Can the farmers who have lost their livestock pursue legal action against the municipality? Do you know?
Okay, thank you. As far as our knowledge, the complainant in this case, an old lady, she's 83 years old, Gogo Skhosana. One of the conditions of the judgment is that she be compensated a portion of money. In terms of the section 300 of the Criminal Procedure Act, which is somewhat it's a difficult horse to ride. If you were to consider the loss, there's no way to quantify, there's no way to actually come up with the numbers, because this old lady has lost in excess of 77 animals from 2009 due to this scourge. And you're sitting with a situation where you need to do right by the community.
Yeah.
You need to do right by this old lady. She's a farmer.
Yes.
And the very same plant that is polluting is in her farm. The very river or the very stream that she uses for her irrigation and for her animals is the one that is mainly polluted. So we have that situation. It's a catch-22 kind of a setup. I would love to also mention that from the municipal side of things, We've worked well with the team under the leadership of the municipal manager, who was not necessarily there when this problem started, but he took it upon himself to say, I'm going to try my level best to comply to the court judgment and make sure that the necessary rehabilitations are done, including the stream that is running through the old lady's farm.
Yeah. But also, I've noted that from the 160 million fine, 40 million of it was suspended on conditions that the municipality is not convicted of the same charge. Who does then the monitoring of that? I mean, is it you as the Green Scorpions? Is it the Department of Water and Sanitation? Who does the monitoring to ensure that within the next 5 years, as prescribed by the court judgment, they don't, contravene that particular order?
In that regard, the Water and Sanitation Department will do the monitoring. The same way the case was investigated, because it was a collaborated effort.
Yeah.
And the department, our department as well, because we remember the two institutions had issued notices, which notices would have had to be complied with prior to the criminal case. So we still have to continue to monitor based on our different legislations that are intertwined, because they are both talking to the environment, which means then they in the court order itself, we've got specific conditions in terms of what needs to happen. We have reports that are supposed to be coming into our institutions, the two institutions, in terms of the work that is being done, in terms of the rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And those reports would have to come to the institutions timeously. And I think now we're talking monthly, and timeously, in terms of maybe in a term of 3 months, then every report would have to be generated and sent through to us. That report will talk to the work that is on the ground. What we then do practically is to visit the sites to make sure that we're not just doing lip service. We actually are on the ground, like we did when we were conducting the investigation, to ensure the compliance with that court order and the environmental legislation.
Just talk to us around the 120 million that remains of the 160. Obviously, the 40 is suspended, provided that the municipality does not contravene. But what happens with the 120? Are they going to pay it, or are they going to pay it into the rehabilitation process?
Yeah, we make it. We simplify the whole process by saying that it's no use convicting the local government and then you want them to pay the monies to treasury or government coffers. We might as well reinvest it back into the very same problems that we are charging them for, so that we reconfigure the system, we reinvest these funds so that they are directed back to where they were supposed to have been used in the first place. So the money is going back to the infrastructure itself, in terms of the wastewater infrastructure and the plant, the pump stations. So it's just a reconfiguration to say, let's go back to the drawing board. Here is the money that you had in your coffers that you did not utilize. We're going to reconfigure, because with the Water and Sanitation Department, it's easy, because we get to get evidence of the donations, the MIC fundings that were actually put to this stakeholder, for the same problems that we are addressing now. So we're just going back there to say this money needs to be. The only beauty and benefit about this, it comes now with conditions. They need to report on that, and they need to make sure that the reporting is actually as per the specifics in the court order. So we don't need to go out and run after them. They will then bring the reports to us. So what we'll do is the part that talks to us being on the ground and monitor the conditions thereof.
Manda, I really appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for the time you've given to us this evening.
Thank you for having me, my brother.
I really appreciate him. That's Manda Aludzwili. He's talking to us. He's from the Green Scorpions. In fact, he's the inspectorate there, the Green Scorpions Environmental Management Inspectorate, looking into this issue of the Balesing Local Municipality. They have since been ordered by the Balfour Magistrate Court 160 million rand, of which 40 million of that has since been suspended, provided that the municipality does not contravene the same act within the next 5 years. And I wonder if Governor Mbeki remains the highest municipality to have been fined. You remember that Governor Mbeki was fined of the same charge, but they were fined 200 million. I wonder if there has been another municipality that has been fined more than Governor Mbeki. The Balesing local municipality is sitting at about 160 million rand. And I hope that they do use this opportunity to rehabilitate, obviously, the waterworks there, infrastructural works. But more so, compensate to Gogo Skhosana. I'm not saying that because she said this, you know, it's devastating to lose about 77 cattle. That's not nice.